弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
刚才是一个很美丽的祷告。
It was a beautiful prayer that we have just heard.
我们也有一个与神面对面的敬拜。
And we also have a time of encounter face to face with God.
今天我要分享的经文是以弗所书四章一到六节。
The sharing this morning will be based on Ephesians chapter 4 verses 1 to 6.
我们先请国成牧师攻读英文的版本。
Allow me to read for us from the ESV, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling in which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience and bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to be one. Hope that belong to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and one Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
让我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，真的你就是一个对我们说话的神，你每一天透过我们读经对我们说话，每个礼拜天你透过讲台对我们说话。天父，我求你今天现在对我们说话，使我们能够认识你的心意，因为你就住在我们的中间。谢谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。有一位中国的作家叫做余秋雨。
There's a Chinese author by the name of 余秋雨。
他曾经说过一句话。
He once said this.
他说人世间最有吸引力的。
He said the more attractive things we can find in this world.
是一群活得很自在的人，他们所发出来的生命信号。
It's the kind of signal emitted by a group of people that live a life that's carefree.
他认为呢，这种信号像磁铁一样的吸引人，像蜂蜜一样的引诱人。又像一个漩涡的一样，会让人家无法摆脱。
He thinks such a signal or an expression has a magnetic force and is as luring as honey, and also at the same time has the power of a real pool.
但是以弗所书却要告诉我们，人世间最有吸引力的是一群合一的信徒所发出来的生命信号。
But the book of Ephesians says that the most attractive thing on earth is instead the signal or the expression of a group in unity.
因为合一是上帝所创造的。
Because unity is created by God.
不是我们人做得出来的。
It's not something that we as man can achieve.
但是我们有一个很尊贵的任务。
But we do have a high calling.
我们呢要跟上帝同工，来竭力保持这个合一。
We are to co-work with God to maintain such unity.
而当我们合一的时候，会发出一种超凡的生命信号。
And when we are united, we will send out a signal that's in fact supernatural.
让我们看保罗怎么说。
Let us see what Paul has to say.
四章一节说：“我们既然蒙召，行事为人。”就要与所蒙的呼召相称。
It says that we are to walk in a manner that's worthy of our calling.
怎么样的行事为人呢？第二节说。
And how are we to walk in such a manner? Verse 2.
凡事要谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
He said we are to walk with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love.
为什么要这样做呢？目的是以和平彼此联系，竭力保持圣灵所赐的合一。
The purpose for doing so is to really relate to one another with peace and to maintain the unity that the Spirit has created.
原来我们凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容的目的，是为了跟别的信徒合一。
And so for us to practice humility, gentleness, and so forth is in order to achieve unity.
我们蒙召的目的是为了跟别的信徒合一。
Our purpose of the purpose of our calling is to live out this unity.
是为了别人。
It's for the other.
我不知道你们觉得怎么样。我第一次发现这个道理的时候是很震惊的。
I'm not sure about us, but it was kind of shocking for us the first time when I read this truth.
我蒙召为了我旁边，为了 其他的信徒弟兄姐妹。
As in that my calling is for the people that is next to me or around me.
保罗在以弗所书第一章就告诉我们。
And in chapter 1 of Ephesians, Paul says,
天父是在创造世界以前就拣选我们。
That we are chosen by God before the foundations of the world.
因为他有个计划要我们在基督里成为一体。
For he has a plan that we will be united in Christ.
为了这个计划，基督来。
And for this purpose, Christ came.
就像刚才我们唱的，有一份爱从天而来。
Just a song that we sang just now, that love came from heaven.
这是以弗所书第二章告诉我们的。
And this is what the second chapter tells us.
以弗所书第三章告诉我们。
And when we turn to the third chapter,
这份爱怎么样？比山高，比海深。
It tells us that this love is really higher than the mountains, deeper than the oceans.
长阔高深，没有人能够测透，也摸不着。
It's really something that is of great breadth and length, something that's unfathomable.
所以我们要怎么样？我们有了这份爱，我们要甘心给付出爱，这就是第十章所要说的。
And so what are we to do in response? That is to give of love, which is the content of chapter 4.
我们蒙召。我们的行事为人就要以所蒙的召相称。
When we are being called, the way that we walk, or the way that we live life, should be one that's comparable to our calling.
但是什么叫做蒙召跟相称的行为呢？
No, but what does it mean to be called and to walk in a way worthy of our calling?
最近我们的邻国变天。
Well, recently we see a watershed in our neighbor country's political situation.
我上网啊，想要找。马哈迪首相他宣誓就职的内容是什么
？I was trying to Google the what was it like when Mahathir was sworn into his office.
我找不到啊。
I couldn't find anything.
结果我找到的是前首相纳吉宣誓就职时说的话。
But I found what the former prime minister said when he sworn into the office.
他上一次和大选。赢了之后呢，他宣誓就职的时候，他这样说。
She said this after the previous general election.
他说：“本人纳吉被任命为首相，宣誓将诚实的履行职责，尽全力来维护宪法。”
He said, "I, Najib, who is being elected as the prime minister, now I swear into the office, and I will maintain the constitution with all of my strength."
他蒙召成为首相。
They being called as the prime minister.
他的行事为人就要以所蒙的召相称。
Then their walk must be comparable to their calling.
我们也一样。
Likewise for us.
我们蒙召成为基督的合一的身体。
We are called to be the united body of Christ.
我们的行事为人也要与我们所蒙的这个召相称。
And so the way that we walk in life should be one that's worthy of our calling.
但这里有一个很关键的事。
But it's something critical, yeah.
我们的合一是圣灵所赐。
Our unity is one that is granted by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，使基督降生在世界上。
And the Holy Spirit is the one that brought about the incarnation.
是吗？同意吗
？Do we agree to this?
基督圣灵使基督降生在世上，圣灵也使我们基督的身体降生在世界上。
And the Holy Spirit also let Christ's body became real in our world.
在五旬节的时候
on Pentecost,
圣灵降下
the Holy Spirit came down.
现场所有120个信徒都开口说方言
And 120 people who were present back then start to speak foreign languages.
他们说别国的语言
They speak languages of other countries.
教会诞生了
And the church was given birth.
你没有发现一个共同点
？Have we realized something that's common here?
教会诞生的时候说的是别国的语言。
That is when the church was born. They were speaking the language of other people, other nations.
我们诞生是为了对别人说赞美神的话。
The life, the eternal life that we have, is so that we can speak to other people words of praise unto God.
我们蒙召是为了跟其他的信徒合一，是为了别人。
We are called for others to be united with them.
合一就是为了别人。
Unity is something that is meant for others.
教会一诞生就已经有这个 DNA 了。
So once the church came into being, there was such a DNA.
所以我们要竭力保持合一，就是要活出这个 DNA。
And so with all strength we are to maintain this unity is in order to live out this DNA.
要不然这个 DNA 就没有生命力，就变成标本。
Otherwise such DNA will just degrade into specimen.
那要怎样活出这个合一的 DNA 呢？
And how are we to live this out?
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用以和平彼此联系。
And that is to do all things with humility, gentleness, and with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
我会把重点放在谦虚。
I will focus upon the term humility.
在希腊原文里面
，In the Greek language,
谦虚的意思是把自己看得很低微。
Humility refers to seeing oneself as being small.
在保罗的那个希腊罗马的社会
，and in the Greco-Roman world that Paul lived in,
谦虚不是一个美德。
Humility wasn't seen as regarded as a virtue.
因为在当时只有奴隶才会把自己看得很低微。
Because only slaves back then need to view themselves as humble.
今天也一样吗？我们谁会把自己看得很低微呢？
Well, the same it is for today. Will we be willing to see yourself as being someone that's lowly?
但是我们的谦虚是指我们在上帝面前的生命。
Yet, humility for us is the life that we live before God.
我们的生命态度。
And it's our life attitude before God.
因为我们是被造物。
For we are the created beings.
被造物在造物主的面前是完全没有可夸之处的。
And there's nothing to boast for the created before the creator.
我们以为我们的出生啊、国籍、身份、社会地位、工作、能力、天分等等比别人好吗？
We may think, do we think that our background, our status, our talents and so forth is better compared to others?
我们是受造之物。
We are the created beings.
我们所拥有的有什么不是造物主给我们的？
And what is it that we have that's not being endowed upon us by the Creator?
我们没有什么好骄傲的。
There's nothing for us to boast, in fact.
反过来说
Conversely,
我们也不要因为觉得自己的出身、身份、地位、知识、学位不比别人好就觉得自卑。
We need not feel inferior because of our background, our identity, our ability.
因为每个人的生命都是从上帝而来，都是尊贵的。
Because every single life is one that's been created and given by God, and they are honorable.
骄傲是跟别人比较，觉得自己比别人好。
Pride is when one compares with others and think that one is better than the other.
自卑呢是跟别人比较，觉得自己比别人差。
And inferiority happens or comes when we compare with others and feel that we are not as good.
但谦虚是不比较。
But to be humble is not to compare.
而是看到我们所有的都是上帝给的。
But rather to understand that all that we have is given by God.
我们要用我们所有的来服侍人。
And then we are to serve others with all that we are being endowed.
同时我们也要看到我们的所谓的有那一点点的良善或公义。
And at the same time, if we find traces of righteousness and goodness in ourselves,
在上帝的良善跟公义面前是微不足道的。
What we have is not comparable to what God has.
我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
We are sinners who have been granted grace.
我们就像这副彩绘玻璃。
We are all like this stained glass right in front of us.
我们每一个人都有不同的性格背景。
We all have a different background and our characteristics.
我们都像一片片不同的颜色、不同的形状、不完整的玻璃。
We are like this, stained glass. We each are like one piece, one color, one shape, incomplete.
但是我们被圣灵联合起来，成为一副。美丽的彩绘玻璃。
But the Holy Spirit connects us so that we become a piece of beautiful stained glass.
但我们也像一片片破碎的玻璃。
But at the same time, we are each piece. We are actually broken.
像刚才祷告的时候说，我们像破碎的石头。
And just as the prayer mentioned that we are stones that in fact expressing brokenness.
我们像破碎的玻璃。
We are like you know, individual piece of glass that's actually filled with brokenness.
因为我们都是罪人。
For we are all sinners.
我们会有很多的不安全感和害怕。
We will have our fears and insecurity.
我们害怕失去，所以我们就会去争、去抢。
We are fearful of losses, so therefore we go and snatch and, you know.
所以我们会自私、会妒忌、会自卑、会骄傲。
So we are selfish, we envy, we are prideful.
但是我们要很真实的、勇敢的看到自己的破碎的话。
But if we are able to just see our own brokenness squarely,
要看到的话，是需要一个生命成长的过程。
To see our own, to be able to see our brokenness, we need a process of growth.
有人曾经说
Someone once said,
保罗在早年的时候写哥林多前书的时候
In the early days when Paul was writing 1 Corinthians,
他谦卑地将自己放在十二个使徒的后面
He, being humble, ranked himself as the least among the apostles.
他说在众使徒中我是最小的
Saying that he's the least among the apostles.
但是呢，他在晚年写以弗所书的时候
，But in his more mature years, when he was writing the letter to the Ephesians,
他更谦卑地形容自己，说是比众圣徒中最小的还要小。
He appeared to have even greater humility by saying that he's the least among the saints.
到了他写提摩太前书的时候
，And by the time he was reading 1 Timothy,
他更彻底地形容自己是罪魁中的罪魁。
He described therein that he's the foremost.Of sinners.
保罗的属灵生命越成熟
The more mature Paul is, spiritually speaking,
他越看到自己是彻头彻尾的罪人
The more he sees himself as downright a sinner.
我们每一个人信耶稣的时候都承认自己是罪人
We all acknowledge that we are sinners when we come to Christ.
但是我们很少有人真的看到自己是彻头彻尾的罪人，完全没有良善的罪人。
But we hardly can see ourselves as downright sinners with no good in us.
但如果你能够看见的话，你也会感受到上帝的爱真的是非常的伟大。
But if we are ever able to see our true self, then we will also at the same time be able to see how great is the love of God.
谦虚就是看到自己在基督外是破碎的。
Humility is to be humble is to see our brokenness apart from Christ.
但是呢，又看到自己在基督里是完全被接纳的。
But also to be able to see that total acceptance by Christ.
这个是以弗所书第二章说的。
And this is what is said in chapter 2 of the book of Ephesians.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，上帝叫我们与基督一同活过来。
That while we are dead in sin, Christ resurrected us with God resurrected us with Christ.
他赐了我们新的生命。
He granted us new life.
使我们在基督的爱里面可以有安全感。
That we can experience security in Christ's love.
我们可以靠圣灵的爱胜过我们的那些自私。妒忌、自卑跟骄傲。
And depending on the power of the Holy Spirit, we actually conquer our own weaknesses.
但这个需要一个我们属灵生命的成长过程。
But this takes a growth process.
在这个过程当中，因为我们还是破碎的玻璃哈。
And through this growth process, we in fact remain as broken pieces of glass.
所以有时候我们会。割伤你，然后我呢？又我割伤你，你又割伤我。
And so we can be sharp edged, we can be hurting, we can hurt others.
我们呢，有时候还是会，你看不顺眼我，我看不顺眼你。
And so sometimes we will still boast on each other.
这时候呢，我们就需要的是温柔。
And this is a time where gentleness is being called for.
在希腊原文里面
，In the original Greek,
温柔的意思是指一只动物。
Gentleness refers to an animal.
它经过了饲养跟训练之后，它能够完全的被控制。
Who is able to be controlled upon feeding and upon training?
我们基督徒呢
？As Christians,
我们的温柔是我们经历过上帝的爱之后。
Our gentleness is something that should develop having experienced the love of God.
我们愿意让上帝来管理我们。
And having experienced His love, we are willing to let Him reign in us.
当别人不小心割伤我们的时候
，At times when we are hurt by others and they do it carelessly,
我们会愤怒
，We will be angry.
但是如果我们愿意让上帝来掌管跟安慰我们的话，
But if God is to reign in our lives，
我们就能够看见那个割伤我们的人，他其实因为他也是一个破碎的玻璃。
We will then be able to see that they are also quote unquote a piece of broken glass。
他们也是因为害怕跟没有安全感。
And it's due to fear, insecurity that they became hurting。
他们才会做那些自私的、妒忌的行为。
And then they exhibit acts of envy, of fear, and so forth.
当我们了解自己的破碎，我们也才能够去体谅别人的破碎。
It's only when we understand our own, see our own brokenness, that we'll be able to understand the brokenness in others.
这样我们才有能力去忍耐。
And then we'll be able to bear up or to endure.
忍耐的意思呢，就是有一颗宽大的心。
Well, bear up or endure here is in fact translated as patience in ESV, and it means to have a big heart.
我们能够容忍别人的弱点。
To be patient is to be able to put up with others' weaknesses.
不要去报复。
Not to attempt revenge.
不要去也割伤回他。
Not to, you know, pay the, to do something that's an eye for an eye.
相反，我们可以祷告。
And conversely, we can pray.
求神帮助我们。
Asking God to help us.
以仁慈来回应。
To really, you know, respond with love and kindness.
保罗这边提到的爱。
And the love is mentioned by Paul herein.
他的意思就是不会被征服的仁慈。
It is the kind of loving kindness and mercy that is unyielding.
对于我们觉得不可爱的人或者不爱我们的人。
People that doesn't appear to be loving or people who doesn't love us.
还有那些不小心割伤我们的人。
And to those who carelessly have hurt or unwittingly have hurt us.
我们都可以求神。
We may come to God, cry out to Him.
让我们的仁慈不要被打败。
That so that the loving kindness and mercy in us will remain unyielding.
这样我们才可以保持和平的关系。
And it's only so that we can have this relationship that is, you know, this harmonized relationship.
和平这个字也可以翻译作平安。
Harmony can at the same time be translated as peace.
基督来地上的目的。
The purpose of Christ's first coming.
就是要使人跟天父恢复和平的关系。
It's for man and God to once again have a harmonized relationship.
把平安带给人。
And to bring peace unto man.
基督升天之后。
When Christ ascended.
基督的身体教会。
Christ's body, which is the church.
我们的工作就是继续同样的工作。
We are his body is to continue his work.
我们要使人跟天父恢复和平的关系。
We are to lead and help people to have this harmonized relationship with God.
把平安带给人。
And to bring peace unto man.
我们合一的时候。
When we are united.
我们所发出的那个生命信号。
The kind of signal that we emit.
就是那种在爱中互相宽容。
That is this bearing up with one another in love.
然后呢，带出来的。平安和和平。
And the kind of harmony and peace is expressed.
让别人看到爱中的平安。
We'll let people see the kind of harmony in love.
平安，这就是今天世人所渴望的。
Peace and harmony is what people are longing for these days.
世界和平，家庭和谐，内心的平安。
World peace, harmony in the family, and this sense of peace, this deep sense of peace.
新加坡为最近的特金会，我们投入了2000万。
Well, for the Trump and Kim summit, we actually, you know, put in about 20 million.
我们每一个人平均付了4块钱。
So on an average, we each pay $4 for the summit.
包括 baby 也付了四块。
那 even the baby also paid $4, no discount.
耶稣为世人的平安。
And for the peace in this world, Jesus.
耶稣付上极重的代价。
Jesus paid a high price.
那你跟我，我们又愿意为人跟人之间的平安。
And so for the peace between one and another.
我们愿意付出多少？
How much are we willing to, you know, give to it?
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
In all things, walk with humility, gentleness, and patience.
这就是我们要付出的代价。
This is the price for us to pay.
这个代价有一个名字。
This price has a term or a name to it.
叫做爱。
Which is love.
谦虚、温柔、忍耐，就是用爱心互相宽容。
Humility, gentleness, and to walk with patience, that is to forgive and bear with one another in love.
这份爱就会带来人跟人之间和平跟平安。
And this love will bring about harmony and peace among men.
这个是上帝要教会透过我们的爱流露出去的。
This is the calling of the church, something for us to do with love.
各位弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的行事为人，
The way that we live life,
要跟我们所蒙的呼召相称，
Should be worthy of our calling.
这个行事为人在希腊原文里面，
And this so-called the way that we walk in original Greek,
它的希腊原文就是行走的意思。
In Greek, it really just the word walk.
因为我们教会其实我们都是天路客。
Because we, the church, is actually the pilgrim.
我们是要一起走一条天路。
We are all on this pilgrimage.
我们要走的是跟世人不一样的路。
We actually walk a different journey compared to others.
这条路叫做凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
And this journey, we are called to walk humbly with gentleness and with patience.
但是很难。
But it's a tough journey.
我们一路上会跌跌撞撞。
We will fall to and fall along the way.
一路上还是你割伤我，我割伤你。
We will still hurt one another along the way.
但是我们一定要一起继续走。
But we need to press on in this journey.
这是我们的呼召。
This is our calling.
圣灵会带领我们。
And the Holy Spirit will lead us.
3个星期以前。
3 weeks back.
郑青松弟兄在我们的周刊写了一篇文章。
Our brother 青松 wrote something in the bulletin.
我读了很感动。
I was very touched in reading it.
他说他刚来的时候。
He said when he first came to Jubilee.
因为他是突破之家介绍来的。
Because he was introduced by Breakthrough.
所以他在跟我们相处的时候觉得很自卑。
So he felt inferior when, you know, through the interactions he had with us.
但随着我们互相了解。
But as we know one another better,
他慢慢融入了我们的大家庭。
He started to be part of this big family.
然后他也开始明白。
And he started to understand.
原来我们每一个人都有自己的性格。
He started to realize that we are all different.
我们都有自己的家庭问题。
We all have our problems and to solve back home.
我们在各自的服事岗位上都有挣扎。
We all have our struggles in our ministries.
我们也都有人事上的困难。
And we all have issues to solve when it comes to human relations.
包括小孩子、年轻人哦。
And that's inclusive of the young ones.
跟朋友的相处、跟同学的相处、人跟人之间的相处，给我们很大的压力跟挑战。
And in interacting with friends.And so on, there is a lot of stress involved.
他郑青松弟兄，他因此他就了解到。
And so, brother 青松 realized one thing.
原来我们真的每一个人都是肢体。
That we are all member of a body.
上帝把我们放在一起。
And God has put us together.
我们需要谦虚的互相扶持。
And that we are to support one another in humility.
我们的合一
the unity that we express,
就像一个彩绘玻璃
it's just can be depicted with this stained glass
各自是破碎
we each are broken
但是合一荣耀上帝
but yet unity glorifies God
我们合一的基础
the foundation of our unity
身体只有一个
that is one body
圣灵只有一位
one spirit
蒙召同有一个指望
There's only one calling
这个指望
And this one hope
就是以弗所书一章十节说的
It's being expressed in the 10th verse of the first chapter
要照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一
Which says that as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him thingsin heaven and things on earth.
什么叫做所有一切都在基督里同归于一呢?
What does it mean to have all being in one in Christ?
再也没有战争，也没有仇恨了。
That is no more war and no more strife.
完全的平安。
And we see peace throughout.
这就是教会要呈现出来的。
And this is what the church is supposed to express or bring about.
从两千年前。
For the past 2,000 years.
从两千年前，犹太人跟外邦人在基督里成为一体之后。
Since 2,000 years back, when Jews and Gentiles became one in Christ.
宇宙合一就启动了。
Then we started this whole process of unity in the universe.
基督开了这条路。
Jesus became the trailblazer.
我们继续走这条路。
We continue on this journey.
因为我们相信。
For we believe.
一主。
Because there's one Lord.
耶稣基督
Jesus Christ
一信
and there's one faith
就是基督的福音
that is his gospel
一洗
it's one baptism
就是奉父子圣灵的洗
that is the baptism by the name or in the name of the Father, Son and Holy Spirit
一神
that's one God
就是万人的父
and that is the Father of all
他创造一切他是超乎我们的
he's the one who created and is above all
但是呢他又谦虚的
But he is also one who is filled with humility,
住在我们中间,
living among us,
温柔忍耐,
and he exhibits gentleness and patience,
陪伴我们成长,
accompany us in this journey of growth.
教会这两千年来,
in the past 2,000 years for the church,
教会其实走得跌跌撞撞,
the church has fought and fought along the way.
我们常常失败,
we fail from time to time,
但是我们屡败屡战,
but yet in the midst of our faltering and falling, we press on.
才有今天的我们。
It's only because of this that we have what we have today.
所以我们还要继续走下去。
And so we are to press on in this journey.
因为天父不放弃。
Because God doesn't give up.
他恒久忍耐。
He is long-suffering.
禧年堂的意象是什么？
And what is the vision of Jubilee?
成为一个圣灵充满的敬拜群体
That is to be a spirit-filled worshiping community
借着神的爱
And that doing so with the love of God
吸引万人
To attract people
见证基督
And to witness Christ
装备信徒
And to bless and to equip
The saints 祝福群体
And to bless with God's love
一个圣灵充满的群体
For a community that is filled with the Holy Spirit,
就是一个合一的群体。
It's one that's united.
合一的信徒所发出的那个生命信号。
And the kind of signal emitted by a Christian body that's united.
爱中的平安。
That will be peace expressed with love.
能够吸引万人来认识上帝。
Will be able to attract many to come to Christ.
这是我们的意向。
This is our vision.
也是天父的心意。
And it's also the will of God.
让我们一起努力。
Let us work hard on this together.
让我们祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱天父，谢谢你住在我们的中间。我们常常软弱，互相，当我们被割伤的时候，你在我们中间，你比我们更忧伤。当我们祈求你帮助我们的时候，你也一定会帮助我们。因为这就是你的心意，求你帮助我们能够谦虚、温柔、忍耐，保持合一，使世人看见你在基督里面要赐给我们的平安。我们是为此而生，我们也要为此而活。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。